We are enforcing a no-fly zone, an arms embargo, and we are taking vigorous action to prevent attacks against the civilian population by degrading the military capacity of Gaddafi's forces through relentless strikes. We maintain a high operational tempo, and our operations are being adjusted on a daily basis against what is clearly a rapidly changing environment on the ground. We have carried out over 2,000 sorties since taking command. More than 900 of them were strike missions against units attacking or threatening to attack civilians. We are averaging around 155 missions each day. NATO and its partners, from the Arctic to the Arabian Sea, are working around the clock to support UN Resolution 1973 by sea and by air. Our aim is the safety of the people of Libya. We are doing our utmost to avoid civilian casualties, acting with care and precision to maximize the effects of our actions while minimizing the danger to citizens. This is in stark contrast to pro-Gaddafi forces, whom we have seen attack civilians repeatedly and indiscriminately. Ultimately, though, military power alone cannot provide the solution to the crisis. It is for the people of Libya to decide their future. And it is for the international community and the newly established contact group to promote a political solution. Participants in yesterday's meeting of the contact group clearly affirmed that Gaddafi and his regime had lost all legitimacy, and they recalled the urgent need for a ceasefire, which is to be comprehensive and real. NATO will continue playing its role as part of the international community efforts so long as the Libyan regime continues to attack its population. Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing a new era of change. Change that could generate peace, prosperity, and progress. The people who are risking their lives in Libya remind us that the desire for freedom is fundamental. It resides deep within every human being. We must play our role to defend that freedom and to support the people of the region as they reform their governments and institutions.